Welcome and Saba blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over recording, Saba blessing everyone on this September 14, 2024. This is a part four of our lesson of our chapter 81 entitled The Lord is Risen. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. We are going to ask our dear brother once more to bless us with a tiny thought, hymn entitled Just As I Am.
Just as I am. For some reason, your picture on the screen is smaller than it was the other day. I'll get a magnifying glass. I'll figure it out. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about by many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, poor wretched and blind, sight rich as healing of the mind, yea, all I need in thee I find, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relief, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love I own, has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine and thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That was beautiful, dear brother. Thank you. We are going to ask the little ones, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, to open our part four of our tiny talk lesson. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please, the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 day shall I labor and do all thy work in the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect me and everybody that I know in the Sabbath and not in the Sabbath. Please protect the Sabbath words that we're about to learn, and the Sabbath prayers, and the Sabbath stories and Bibles. In Jesus' name I pray that we're going to read. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear ones. It's story time for our precious little ones. Let's have a listen here. For our dear brother, we'll be able to share part four over chapter 20 entitled Before Pilate and the Story of Jesus.
Okay. I don't know. We must be having a short, I don't know, poor internet today, and I don't know why, because it's fiber optic. Your screen occupies one third of mine, but I have a magnifying glass. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Luke, chapter 23. And they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirreth up the people." They're the ones that did that. "Teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning in Galilee to this place." When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. As soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. He thought he could get that problem out of his hands, but it didn't work. Next slide, please. There we go. As the priests and elders heard this from Pilate, their disappointment and rage knew no bounds. They had long plotted and waited for this opportunity. As they saw the prospect of the release of Jesus, they seemed ready to tear him to pieces. That's pretty bad. And under Jewish law, you could only go after a condemned man. You could only tie his hands or put handcuffs on him if he were condemned, and he hadn't been condemned yet. As they saw the prospect of Jesus' release, they seemed ready to tear him to pieces. They lost all reason and self-control and gave vent to curses. What? Not the priests. They wouldn't curse, would they? Behaving more like demons than men. Well, I guess when you're controlled by demons, anything will come out of your mouth. They loudly denounced Pilate and threatened him with the censure of Roman government. They accused Pilate of refusing to condemn Jesus, who, they affirmed, had set himself up against Caesar. Then they raised the cry, "He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning at Galilee to this place." Luke 23:5. Next slide, please. Pilate at this time had no thought of condemning Jesus. He was sure of his innocence. But when he heard that Christ was from Galilee, he decided to send him to Herod, the ruler of that province, who was then in Jerusalem. Pilate thought to shift the responsibility of the trial from himself to Herod. He said, "Man, I want to get out of this one." Jesus was faint from hunger and weary from loss of sleep. He was also suffering the cruel treatment he had from the cruel treatment he had received. But Pilate delivered him again to the soldiers, and he was dragged away. The cruel treatment must have been the scourging that he got. They dragged him away amid the jeers and insults of the merciless mob. And that's taken from the Story of Jesus, page 126 and 127. And we'll maybe find out next week what happened in front of Herod. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we'll be reviewing part 4 of our chapter, Before Pilate, in our tiny tot lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place September the 21st, 2024. Dear ones, we are going to have our lesson from creation of our God on our topic, Moments of the Bible. Let's have a listening ear for what we are going to share, and our dear brother will do.
What's up, blessings, everyone? Here's today's lesson concerning mammals. Our Bible verse for our lesson in our topic, mammals.
Bible over here. Do this.
Let me close it. Taken from FBL year two in quarter four, or lesson four, a sermon. And the chapter is Matthew chapter 5, and verses 1 to 12. And it says, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, that they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." In today's topic, we'll be looking through nature, the beasts of chase. And the six lessons for this quarter are 1, wild hoofed mammals, 2, deer of Bible lands, 3, gazelle, 4, deer of the world, 5, the deer's body, and 6, life of a deer. Today's lesson will be lesson 1, wild hoofed animals. And the memory verse for the lesson is Matthew 7:12. It says, "Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do even so to them. But this is the law and the prophets." Character quality of the story is self-control versus self-indulgence. Self-control is control of one's emotions, desires, or actions by one's own will, being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Nature, wild-hoofed animals. The wild-hoofed animals are most beautiful, graceful, and noble to watch. There were several kinds that lived in the Bible lands in Bible times. Among them were the fallow deer, which lived in the more wooded places, the gazelles that lived almost everywhere, the Nubian ibex found in the dry hills of Judea and the desert. This week, or for the following weeks for us, we will learn more about these Bible time mammals. These beautiful and noble mammals remind us of the Sermon on the Mount, how Jesus was sharing the beauty and gracefulness of true character. Remember, the highest evidence of nobility in a Christian is self-control. We can gain the mountaintop experience of perfect self-control. With a prophet, we can say, "The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places." Habakkuk 3:19. Here, reflect, which is another name for remind. 1, as you work together as a family with your chores, remind you of your lesson. 2, meekly, calmly, and trustfully do your daily task. 3, when drying dishes and sister or brother even is taking extra time in washing, remember to practice self-control. Sing her or him a song or tell him or her or a story to meet a spirit. Here are reinforced activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. 1, look for mammals, you should guidebook to identify them. 2, find pictures of deer or other similar animals or area to put on the bulletin board if you have one. And 3, draw a mountain with a path winding up to the peak. During this quarter, each time you are meek when someone treats you mean, draw a picture of a deer a little higher on the path. Or for individual activity stories and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bibles, Activity Stories and Poems for the Squatter. 5, say a memory verse. The remarkable parent food. Above this picture of this crowd, while listening to Jesus' teachings, is the wonderful sermon. And below it says, a study of Christ's wonderful Sermon on the Mount will teach the believer what must be the characteristics of those whom the Lord calls blessed. I thank the Lord that such plain directions are given to believers. If we had no other instruction than it is contained in these few words, here is sufficient in so that none need become bewildered, but we have a whole Bible full of precious instruction. Those who will seek by faith and prayer and earnest study of the pictures to obtain the virtues were brought to view will easily be distinguished from those who will walk in the light. Those who refuse to follow, thus saith the Lord, will have no excuse to render for their persistent resistance of the word of God. Fifth Bible Commentary, page 1083 to 1084. What will study about the Sermon on Mount do for you? And let's share your nature experience, dear ones. Let's use our listening ears, little ones. Over here from our dear Sue John family are sharing an amazing sunset scene from Seal Rock, Oregon. On the wings, God sends his love. Over here are pictures of there's a seagull flying over the beach and over the sunset. And above this, and way above, is a cloud that's supposed to either resemble an angel. Can you see an angel above the seagull? And there's another picture within this one. And it's a circle photo of probably another seagull, or maybe even the same one, and that's in the first picture. Next, we continue with Sister Joan family series of the sun completely disappearing from sight, and we're leaving in the beautiful sky blue and light peach hue on the horizon. And continuing our dear sister family series of the sunset and ushering of the near fall, nearing a fall. On the left picture is the sun completely disappearing behind the cloud and out of sight. And next is the sky turning a pale bluish gray. Signs is showing that fall is not far from now. As a matter of fact, and the first day of fall will be just a week from now. We will end with Sister Joan and the family's sceneries of the fall season on the brink. We see pictures of this maple tree, and some of the maple leaves are already turning red. And on the right, we're seeing them even turning even a tint purple. Our dear sister Christine and family are sharing a beautiful scene from the skyline. Here is a picture of another sunset. But the sun setting, the clouds do appear a bit like fire. Over the rest above, turning into mid purple. Okay, and our dear sister Grace is sharing a beautiful bird, the blue jay, continue with turkey mushrooms sitting in right near the root of this tree. Yeah. Oh, and we will end with her encounters with the cumulus clouds. Over here is a picture of a cloud. Oh, what do you think these clouds look like? Well, to me, I think either my best guess is either a pig or maybe a bush right on top of a tadpole, maybe?
Thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. But before we proceed, I would like to ask any of the dear family if they would like to give their input on any of the pictures that we had just shared with the dear Remnant family. May you unmute your mic and just tell me which one of the slides I should go back.
Sure, I can share out on mine. So on these two slides, we see that the mushroom at the base of a tree. And I went back a few days after, and that mushroom was completely brown. It did not look like that. And this bird, I captured not on my nature walk, I wish. I captured it off of a health magazine, but it was so perfectly beautiful. And I have never, I've seen the blue jay. Each time I see it, it's flying away. But I never seen it perched and so perfectly. So I said, okay, this is my find of the week, even though it's not on my nature walk. And so the clouds, that was one day that I was going into a supermarket, and there they were. I have to get to the, there's a name for it, I'm not sure for these type of clouds. So, yeah, if you know what name is for these type of clouds, you can share out. But yeah, I don't know what it looks like. It looks like someone wearing a glasses. I don't, yeah. All right. That was my experience. Thanks.
Dear Sister Christina, would you like to share on the picture that you had sent?
Hi, everyone. Sorry, blessing. I was driving and I was actually going back to Lane, and the sky was like, oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. Looks like the sky was on fire. So I had to find, as I'm driving, you know, you're not supposed to be on your phone. So I slowed down and went to the slow lane. I slowed down and took a picture at the right before my exit, because I knew I wasn't, by the time I got to my destination, I knew it would be gone, so I try to capture it as soon as I could.
I would like to go back to one of the pictures of our dear Sister Joan. On the right side of that cloud, if you see, because of the kind of like, I guess it's getting colder because of fall, do you see the rainbow? There is a light right at the peak of that particular cloud. It's amazing to be able to know that anytime when we have a fall and we have the clouds, the frost, you can be able to see a little bit like a prism where you can see the rainbow right in the tip. And I just wanted to touch upon that.
Those are called sun dogs. There's usually one on either side of the sun, on about the same distance away. And yes, they're an indication of change in weather.
Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick, for sharing. And this particular one, when our dear Sister Joan had sent it, she had a beautiful quotation there when it says, on the wings, God sends his love. And as I was looking at the actual seagull, I started to look also above the clouds that they have. It was like an angel flying right above it. I don't know if you can be able to see it, but I thought it was so beautiful, especially with the statement that was shared. Indeed. I just wanted to go back there once, and I thank every family for taking the time to share with us of God's creation. And remember, little ones, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou Thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. Please keep my internet, dear ones. I am in another location. I'm by my mom. So I pray that everything will be able to go through by God's grace. And I thank you beforehand. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Jesus Saved. You can find it in the hymn book of number 340. If you'd like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. I miss my sister. She usually sing with me. We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Hear the news to every land. Climb the steep and cross the waves. Onward till our Lord's command. Jesus saved, Jesus saved.
Wafted on the rolling tide. Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Tell to sin as far and wide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing the island of the sea. Echo back the ocean caves. Earth shall sound her jubilee. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
The bugs, the battle strife. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, by his death and endless life. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing the softly through the gloom, when the heart of mercy caves. Sing the trumpet from the gloom. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Give the winds a mighty voice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shall salvation fall and free? Highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And Sabbath blessing to all of the family that came in. We are going to ask the elders, sibling, mommy, so daddy, so our guests, to be able to open our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect me and my mom. Please protect the people that's here and the people that's not here. Or they can come back to the Sabbath. Please protect the word that we're bound to be learning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, little one. Just give me a few seconds. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from 1 Corinthians 15:20, King James Version. And it reads, but now is Christ risen from the dead and became the first fruit of them that slept. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, our guests, and those listening to the recording on a later day, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled, The Lord is Risen, in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone would like to take the first verse, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
1 Thessalonians 4:14 came to For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Mm-hmm. Matthew 28, verse 2, King James Version. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone for the door and sat upon it. Luke from the door and sat upon it. Luke 7 verse 12, King James Version. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out the lonely on only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. Isaiah 26 verse 19, King James Version. Dead man shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Okay. With awake and sing. Ye that thou dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead.
Good job.
Praise the Lord. Good job, little one. Today we will cover page 785. Through 786. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. We are in the Desired Ages, page 785. Who would like to take the first paragraph in our part four, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Continuing, Christ arose from the dead as the first fruit of those that slept. He was the antitype of the waste sheaf, mm-hmm. And his resurrection took place on the very day when the waste sheaf was to be presented before the Lord. For more than 1,000 years, this symbolic ceremony had been performed from the harvest fields. The first heads of ripened grain were gathered, and when the people went up to Jerusalem to the Passover. Next slide, please.
And on the slide it says, wave offerings. Wave the Omer. And taken from Leviticus 8, chapter 8 verse 27, it reads, he then put all these on the hands of Aaron and on the hands of his sons and presented them as a wave offering before the Lord. And what is an omer? An omer is simply a sheaf, specifically a bundle of grain from the beginning of the first crop of or harvest, which was most likely barley. And you can see this referenced in Exodus chapter 9, verse 31. And continuing on the next slide, please. And continuing. The sheaved of first fruits was waved as a thank offering before the Lord. Not until this was presented could the sickle be put to the grain and it be gathered into sheaves. The sheaf dedicated to God represented the harvest. So Christ, the first fruit, represented the great spiritual harvest to be gathered for the kingdom of God. And I'll bubble down from so that someone else could share.
This Higher Pages, page 785. Continuing. His resurrection is the type and pledge of the resurrection of all the righteous dead. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14, Desire Pages 785, paragraph 4.
Will he bring to life?
Amen, indeed, dear brothers. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear one. This one is taken from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, King James, red margin. This scripture song is really a song that was put together by the scripture, and some of them are from another version, but it's entitled Let Ye Sorrow. This is taken from the script singer song in the section Heaven.
Concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you so
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 786. Who would like to take the following priority ones? Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us.
The Desire of Ages, page 786. As Christ arose, he brought from the grave a multitude of captives. The earthquake at his death had rent open their graves, and when he arose, they came forth with him. They were those who had been co-laborers with God, and who, at the cost of their lives, had borne testimony to the truth. Now they were to be witnesses for him who had raised them from the dead. The Desire of Ages, page 786, paragraph 1.
Desire of Ages, page 786. During his ministry, Jesus had raised the dead to life. He had raised the son of the widow of Nain and the ruler's daughter and Lazarus, but these were not clothed with immortality. After they were raised, they were still subject to death, but those who came forth from the grave at Christ's resurrection were raised to everlasting life. Next slide, please. Continuing, they ascended with him as trophies of his victory over death and the grave. These, said Christ, are no longer the captives of Satan. I have redeemed them. I have brought them from the grave as the first fruits of my power, to be with me where I am, never more to see death or experience sorrow. Desire of Ages, page 786, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song of promise taken from Isaiah chapter 43 verses 1 and 2, King James Version margin. This is taken from the Holy Scripture for song memory. It will be sung by a cappella. Oh, Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thy path is through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall now overflow thee. When thy walk is through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. Thy Savior. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 786. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute.
The Desire of Ages, page 786. These went into the city and appeared unto many, declaring, Christ had risen from the dead, and we'd be risen with him. Thus was immortalized the sacred truth of the resurrection. The risen saints bore witness to the truth of the words, "Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise." Next slide, please. Continuing. The resurrection was an illustration of the fulfillment of the prophecy. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Isaiah 26:19. Desire of Ages, page 786, paragraph 3.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, dear one. Let's learn a last scripture song together, dear one. And this one is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 15, King James Margin, taken from Scripture Song Singer, God's Love, Memory Verse CD. Come to the end of our study. We are going to retain our question, our review section next Sabbath by God's grace will be part 4 of our lesson, The Lord is Risen. If you have any other question that may need research, dear ones, and you can send it beforehand. If not, you can hold it till we meet again by His grace. If anyone of the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father Jesus, thank you again for bringing us safely through another week to this blessed Sabbath day. Thank you for gathering us here. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the little lessons that we have gathered. Father, please help it to be like little lights in our path and that they might burn brightly. Thank you. For the little children as well, and also their parents. Be with us to the second sections of the studies. Continue to send your rays of light to us, and that we may be able to catch each one today. I pray. Be with the speaker, I pray as well. Thank you, Lord, again for this blessed Sabbath day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sisters. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, dear ones, already September 21st, 2024. It is going really fast. We will review our lesson 417, part 4 of chapter 81, entitled The Lord is Risen. Leaving the quote and also the verse, dear ones, the verse is taken from Romans chapter 8, 1, King James Version, and it reads, there is therefore no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And from a quotation from the Great Controversy, this is from the book 1888, page 477, paragraph 2. While the Christian life will be characterized by humility, it should not be marked with sadness and self-depreciation. It is the privilege of everyone to so live that God will approve and bless him. It is not the will of our Heavenly Father that we should be ever under condemnation and darkness. There is no evidence of true humility in going with the head bowed down and the heart filled with thoughts of self. We may go to Jesus and be cleansed, and stand before the Lord without shame and remorse. There is therefore no condemnation to them we are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. May you all have a wonderful, blessed Sabbath, dear ones, and a peaceful one as well. God bless.